Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the second Sunday in Lent, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the second Sunday in Lent is taken from St. Mark chapter 8, with special attention to the following verses. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he said this plainly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, The Old Rugged Cross. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to believe in Jesus as the Son of Man, as he was willing to suffer and die on the cross for our sins, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, that Jesus must suffer, be rejected, be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Mark chapter 8, with special attention to verse 31 and verses 32 and 33 as follows. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, have you ever suffered and been rejected by others? What would you say right now? Yes, have you ever suffered and been rejected by others? I'm sure all of us have, haven't we? Yes, we have. Perhaps suffered many times more than we are willing to admit or acknowledge this morning. Either through an illness, a surgery, or an accident, the betrayal by a friend, family problems, a financial crisis, or a disappointment with one of our children or grandchildren. Whatever it is, all of us have suffered and perhaps continue to suffer today, either through a pain, a hurt, or some kind of great disappointment. And that is also true of rejection. I'm sure we have also been rejected in the past and perhaps continue to experience rejection today by either a close friend, a co-worker, a neighbor, and especially by someone in our own family. And when it happens to us, it hurts, doesn't it? Yes, it does. It hurts us and it pains us deeply when we experience suffering and rejection at the hands of others, because we don't have any control over it. And that's precisely what happened to Jesus. Jesus didn't have any control of it either, as he also suffered and was rejected by others, not only by the religious leaders and the crowd who shouted, "Crucify him, crucify him, away with this man," but even his own disciples, as Judas betrayed him with a kiss, a sign of love and friendship, as Peter denied him 3 times, saying, "I do not know the man," and the rest of them ran away, concerned only about themselves. Yes, Jesus, as a Son of Man, had to suffer many things at the hands of sinners, even though he was innocent, even though he didn't deserve it, and even though he hadn't committed any crimes, or even for that matter, done anything wrong. And yet Jesus had to suffer many things. In the verses preceding our text, at first, Jesus charged his disciples to tell no one about him when he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "You are the Christ." And then Jesus began to tell them early on in his 3-year public ministry the real purpose of his coming, that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. As a matter of fact, only Jesus referred to himself as the Son of Man 81 times, as recorded in the 4 Gospels of St. Matthew, St. Mark, St. Luke, and St. John. The Gospel of St. Matthew gives us perhaps the best description of what Jesus was about to suffer. Jesus told his own disciples that he was not only going to suffer many things, but that he would die on the cross, the death of a common criminal, as he refers to himself as the Son of Man, saying in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 18 and 19, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified. On the third day, he will be raised to life. But Peter didn't want to hear about that. Peter didn't want to hear about suffering, rejection, and especially about death and dying. Peter objected as he took Jesus aside and actually began to rebuke him. And why? Because for Peter and the other disciples, the words suffering and rejection were not in their dictionary of who Jesus was to become for them as their Messiah. They weren't looking for a suffering Messiah. No, they weren't. They were looking for a conquering Messiah, one who would deliver them from the tyranny of Rome and the domination under Jerusalem, and not from the bondage of their sins and iniquities. They didn't want to hear about their sinfulness and their need for forgiveness, or even for that matter, about the gift of eternal life. It just wasn't on their agenda. On the contrary, they had other plans for Jesus. They wanted Jesus to talk about deliverance from their suffering and rejection under Rome and Jerusalem. Peter actually tried to discourage Jesus from going to the cross, just as Satan did right after Jesus' baptism. When Satan tempted Jesus out in the wilderness of the desert after having fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Yes, Satan tempted Jesus three times, and Jesus resisted him three times, saying, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. And finally, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And that's precisely what Jesus had to do again as he rebuked Satan, saying, "Get behind me, Satan. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." In other words, Jesus had to rebuke Satan for a second time, as Satan used Peter to tempt him again in not going to the cross. And after Jesus had rebuked Satan through Peter, he told the crowd and his disciples who he was, the Messiah, and their need to follow him in order to be saved to the kingdom of heaven. That Jesus would not only suffer and die on the cross for them, but that they had to make a decision for themselves to follow him, not as the King of the Jews, but as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In other words, to deny themselves and take up their own cross and to follow him. Jesus told them, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Jesus challenged them to think of life in terms of eternity and not as the here and now, which is only temporary. Jesus said, "For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it." Jesus asked them two very important questions about life after death. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? And for what can a man give in return for his life? The kind of challenge Jesus placed before the rich man when he asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus told him, "Go, sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and then come and follow me." But he just could not bring himself to give up his wealth and his possessions and give it to the poor in order to follow Jesus. We read in the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 10, verse 22, "The man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth." That's why Jesus said, "It is easier for a camel to go through a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven." Now, what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Are we ready and willing to suffer many things when we are faced with adversity, trials, and tribulations in life, either through an illness, a surgery, an accident, the betrayal by a friend, family problems, a financial crisis, or a disappointment with one of our children or grandchildren. Whatever it is never easy to accept suffering. And that is also true of rejection by a very close friend, a co-worker, a neighbor, and especially by someone in our own family. Unfortunately, we also have to suffer many things, just like Jesus did at the hands of sinners. Even though he was innocent, he didn't deserve it, and he hadn't committed any crimes or even, for that matter, done anything wrong. So I hope and pray that God the Father will bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, as we are ready to make a commitment to suffer many things: pain, hurt, betrayal, problems, or disappointments for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not only that, but to deny ourselves and take up our own cross and to follow Jesus. And whenever we have failed and fallen short of the glory of God, God the Father forgives us again through his Son, Jesus Christ. St. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding." May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day: "In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For it was on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me." In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always. To believe in Jesus as the Son of Man, as he was willing to suffer and die on the cross for our sins, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, that Jesus must suffer, be rejected, be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "Just As I Am, Without One Plea." Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, bless us and empower us today through your Holy Spirit to also be ready and willing to suffer many things when we are faced with adversity, trials, and tribulations in life. To believe in Jesus as the Son of Man, as he was willing to suffer many things and die on the cross for our sins, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Father, again, we pray that you will continue to keep us always safe and healthy from the coronavirus. And as millions and millions of people throughout our nation and the world are finally getting their vaccination to help and prevent them from getting sick or infected with the virus. Father, we also pray that our state government will finally allow the opening of our schools and small businesses, the federal government to provide help to the unemployed and the small businesses suffering financially, and the millions and millions of people in our nation in dire need of the stimulus check. Heavenly Father, we bring all these petitions and intercessions to you in prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now continue with the next hymn as we listen to the King's Choir in Cambridge. There is a green hill far away. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We want to take this opportunity to thank those of you at home as you listen every Sunday to our broadcast for mailing in your sacrificial tithes and offerings to the Lord. Your prayers and financial support for our ministry has been a tremendous blessing to us and made it possible to keep the doors of our church open during the COVID pandemic. The psalmist writes, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. We now conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. Amen.